We're going to begin today, and as a reminder for all media members on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. We're going to begin by heading down to Akron and being joined by Zips head coach Tom Arp. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time, and obviously a couple extra days in getting ready for preparation for tomorrow night's kickoff with Eastern Michigan. And when you take a look at your week of preparation, talk about how your Zips responded in Eagles.
Well, you know, I think it's been a good week for us. Obviously, we have taken advantage of the extra time, not only from a preparation standpoint, but I think most importantly from just health and well-being, of our players. We're able to, beginning part of the week, able to take, our two big practices, Tuesday and Wednesday, and really kind of spread those 2 days out over 3 days this week, able to sneak, an extra off day in for the guys as well. So, I think hopefully we'll, our legs will feel fresh and, we'll be able to go out there and play at a high level.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Arth and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. When you take a look at Eastern Michigan on film and you watch the Eagles, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, I think, offensively, they do a great job, creating explosive plays. So that's going to be really important for us. A big key for our, for our success defensively is to eliminate their explosive plays, and they come, in a lot of different ways. They come through the air, they come on the ground. So we, need to have a good plan for that and keep it in front. I think that, defensively, they're a really sound defense. They kind of play their defense and force you to execute, as an offense, and force you to be better than them. They will bring some pressures. They'll bring some, bring everybody, play some cover zero behind that. That's, I think are pretty well calculated pressures that our offense needs to be aware of and we need to have a plan for. So I think that's, I think those are going to be important for us. And, special teams, they're solid. They're solid across the board. And, I think, they have a returner who's leading the league, punt returner who's leading the league. So, we have to, have awareness for him.
With the news yesterday of the rescheduling kickoff, moving it up to a 6 o'clock start due to the pending potential severe weather we're getting, talk about your role as a head coach. How does that change, number one, your preparation for the game, but also in terms of communication and dealing with your team in the preparation of going into potentially a tough weather day for a game tomorrow night?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just going to be, adjusting our schedule. Our Tuesday schedule obviously is going to be a lot different with a 6 p.m. start as opposed to 8. And the good thing there is we typically talk about that today with the team. So we'll be meeting here in about 25 minutes with the team to go over that. So, it really won't present any change to them. They'll just kind of, roll with it. I think from a preparation standpoint, it's certainly practicing in the elements. We've had some, we've had some nasty days this past week where it's been, a mix of snow and rain, which is probably about the worst weather that you can play in. And hopefully, if it snows, that's great. I know, our facilities people do a great job keeping the field clear, and it's fun. It's a great environment to play in. I think, it'll be unique for some of our guys from the South that, didn't grow up, playing in these conditions. But I think for, from our guys that are from, this part of the country, it takes you back to, to when you're a little kid and, you get a day off of school, you get a snow day, and first thing you want to do is, organize all your buddies and go out there and play a tackle football game. So, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But there are some things that I think our team needs to be aware of that we're going to address with them today in terms of, just some tips, for playing, in these type of conditions, in terms of your ability to stay warm, your ability to, to play on a, on a field that, may be snow covered or wet whatever the case is. There's some real fundamental things and technical things that, you know, we have talked about with our team, but it'll be good again this morning to be able to review, you know, all of that so that we can go out there and use it to our advantage. You know, I think, you know, you think about it, you think about some of these teams that have been so successful. You look at like a team like New England Patriots and the Green Bay Packers, like, you know, do you think their players, you know, get upset when, you know, when the weather's going to be bad? And my feeling is they don't. My feeling is they probably get excited and they think it's a huge advantage for them. And, you know, gives them, you know, an even better chance to be successful. So, you know, we're really trying to instill that in our program here. Again, knowing being in Northeast Ohio and knowing the type of weather and the type of games we're going to play in, is we got to be a team that really thrives in these types of elements.
And certainly with the elements puts an even greater more emphasis on special teams play with the uniqueness of the weather. And, you know, talk about adjusting for that aspect from a special teams perspective.
Yeah, you know, I think it is. I think special teams, the kicking game, field position in general, you know, is really important, you know, in games like that, in games where, you know, it's, you know, you have some bad weather. So, you know, I think Coach Hurd has done a great job. We've had some weeks where we've expected some poor weather and some windy conditions, and, you know, we've always had a really good contingency plan in those situations if they came up. And, you know, I know we have a similar plan this week. So I'm confident that we'll be able to do well in that area. And I think, as you said, you know, how important special teams is, I think it's equally important protecting the football, you know, in games like this, because you are talking so much about field position and possessions and things like that, that, you know, you don't want to give an opponent a short field ever, but certainly in games like this. So that's an area that we really need to improve in, you know, offensively. It's an area that we haven't done very well in these past few weeks, and it's really cost us, and I think it's going to be critical for us tomorrow night that we are able to take care of the football.
Well, Tom, I appreciate your time. I'll let you get back to preparation for Eastern Michigan tomorrow night. I want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Tom. Again, for Coach Tom Arth and his Akron Zips in preparation for tomorrow night's contest. Again, the Eastern Michigan game at Akron was originally scheduled for an 8 p.m. Eastern kickoff. That has been moved up to a 6 p.m. Eastern start, now available on ESPN News. And again, the pending weather forecast for Northeast Ohio with the severe storm coming through tomorrow, the entire day on Tuesday. So again, kickoff at 6 p.m. Eastern.